For those of us that don't want to cook a big Thanksgiving dinner this year, there's an alternative. It's a pizza that has all the trimmings, guys. It's loaded with turkey, gravy. It has some diced sweet potatoes on it, some green beans, some cranberries, crispy onions, lots of mozzarella and cheddar cheese. DiGiorno sells the pizza, and it's available in stores today. So here's my question. Would you guys try this Thanksgiving pizza with the turkey and the gravy and all that?
Nope.
You would, why not?
No, I don't want all my stuff on one big old piece of bread like that. No.
You don't like for your food to touch?
Okay. No, and I don't. I
want... Just listen to this.
Yes.
Go in there and get yourself a slice of pizza. What?
Uh-huh.
On Thanksgiving?
Happy Thanksgiving.
That's it?
You're not even going to try it, Steve?
Nope. I don't give a who made it. DiGiorno, Bernardo, Enrico. I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't care. It just don't. It ain't got no appeal. Pizza is fine the way it is. They got some great pizzas out there, man. You do not have to do it. And Chicago is not playing with the pizza game.
That's right.
There's a constant argument on my TV show between Tanya and Terrell. One is from Chicago, one is from New York. And the big debate every year at Family Feud is who got the best pizza, New York or Chicago?
Yep. But, okay, what about this pizza, these ingredients, the toppings, I should say, bothers you? Is it the green beans? Is it the
salt? Ain't nobody put no green beans. Gravy. I don't want no gravy on my pizza.
Gravy is green. A problem for me.
That's like takes
green
place
beans.
Of the sauce.
I want no yams on no bread.
You got three different juices running. You got yams. That's some juice in there. Gravy.
Tommy, one correction. They yams don't have no juice on them.
There's no juice.
Oh, well, then I don't know what kind of yams they got.
It's diced sweet potatoes.
They boil them. They boil them, Tommy, and they cut them up and they put it on your plate.
I wish my grandmother would say, go in there and get you a slice of pizza.
Nobody want that.
Well, if you need help this year with roasting a turkey for Thanksgiving dinner, Butterball has a solution for you. The 1-800-BUTTERBALL Turkey Talk Line is open at your service with turkey experts that are ready to answer any questions you might have, including how to pick out a turkey to buy, how to cook it, and what to do with the leftovers. What is all that breathing for? They will also provide emotional
support. Because we have two turkey experts on the show, me and Tommy.
Ta-da.
Calling that 1-800 number four, eating that dry piece of meat.
Somebody calls in and wants to know how to make their turkey not dry. What do you
get
say?
Get your a Butterball electric turkey fry and stuff all the guesswork out of this mess. Butterball makes them. It's 4 minutes per pound.
Yep.
You cut that thing on 375 when the green light come on. They've got a big basket that'll hold up to a 19-pound turkey. You put that turkey in that basket. I inject mine so it'll be extra flavorful. Drop it down in there and close the lid.
I inject 2 days time before.
Huh?
Go ahead. I inject 2 days before. But go
That's
ahead.
Good. It marinades in there good. That's a good idea. I told you we had two turkey experts on this show. 2 days before. Mm-hmm. Do not drop your turkey in there if it is frozen.
Thank you.
Y'all still going to be hungry.
Yeah. Take it out in the morning and let it pretty much get room temp and then drop it right before it's dinner.
Right.
How long does it take? You said
4 minutes per pound.
4 minutes per pound.
Oh, I almost said 4 hours per pound. Okay. I should have
written
that.
That's why everybody eat at your house. That's a dry turkey. You done burned all the meat and flavor off your turkey.
I know you said four something. I couldn't remember.
4 hours per pound. So you done fried your turkey for 39 hours.
You got a jerky turkey.
You're poor. You're eating jerk turkey.
And who are these turkey professionals that are answering the phone? Who is that?
Yeah.
Well, they're from Butterball. They're from Butterball, 1-800-BUTTERBALL.
Well, Butterball has the best, and fried turkey tastes way better. It tastes way better.
It beats the oven by far.
Yeah. And it's hard to dry that turkey out because it seals it in with the crust on the chicken. It's just a better way to have turkey, y'all. I'm just telling you. Mm. You know, we've had it, but we do both ways every year. We do fried turkey and roasted. Everybody likes fried turkey.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Love
fried turkey wins.
Yeah, man, you don't want nobody in my family calling that line. It's gonna be, man, they I love your family.
Fried, they be calling in there, butter burger, butterball turkey talk last. Man, how y'all turn it on?
And plug it up, sir. Click next call. All right. This is what we're gonna do. I'm the receptionist at the Butterball Turkey Line. Y'all call in with questions. Great, go.
All right. Hey, I got this 15-pound turkey, and now can I stuff the turkey and with some dressing and then fry it? Is that possible?
Hell no. Click next question.
How you doing? I'm John. I'm just calling to ask. Listen, if we can get the turkey, can we cut the turkey up and drop it in pieces? Is that what we do?
Yes, you could do that, but didn't we tell you to just drop it in that hole? Read the instructions. That's what the basket is for. Drop it in whole. Next caller.
Mr. Butterball, let me ask you something. They got this little red thing on the turkey that pops, I guess. I don't know what this little red button is. But my little girl didn't pull that off of there. Do I need that?
Well, won't be no red ball popping on your turkey this year. Thank you for calling. Next caller.
How do I season my turkey? What do I season it with? You said injection.
See right there. That's why your ass don't need to be cooking. Next caller.
Wow. How long do I defrost my turkey? How long?
Excuse me? Till it's thawed.
Till it's thawed.
Coming up
next
in 20
caller,
minutes.
Please.
Thank you, Turkey Talk Line. Coming up in 20 minutes.
Ask these questions. They ain't got no time for no long explanation. Thank you for calling Butterball.
We'll have more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show coming up right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.